Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
Yep.
How's it going, Nathan?
It's going good. I don't think you normally ask him how a day is going, do you?
I've tried to make it more of a habit. I asked like a couple episodes ago, maybe.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking about that today. I was like, what if he didn't ask me?
What if I'm having this shit day?
Yeah, I could just like unload with everything that's been going on.
Yeah.
Nothing really, to be honest, but.
did you finish your suit?
So here's the thing. No. My like 3D printer broke. So.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have like 75% of a costume, which I think is enough to like be like, yeah, that's Mandalorian.
What do you mean it broke?
Like it broke. Like it, like halfway through a print, which was like the biggest print I've ever done, by the way.
Yeah.
So it was going to take like 40 something hours.
Wow.
And halfway through it broke and it just like wasn't printing. It wasn't like pushing plastic out when there's clearly like plastic to put out. For those that don't know, I guess I'm making a 3D printed Mandalorian costume.
Yeah.
And a Bo-Katan costume. All the Bo-Katan stuff is good. So she's going to have a great costume.
Yeah.
Thank God for her. Right.
But I think people will be more excited about the Bo-Katan because I feel like there's always a ton of Mandos there, you know?
Yeah. And the Bo-Katan actress is going to be there. So I wanted to like make sure hers looks good and I wanted to do hers first.
Right.
But it fucked me over. Right. But no, it wasn't pushing plastic through and I was like, fuck. And so it ruined that print, obviously, because I can't just like restart it. Or at least if you can, I don't know how. Or pick up where it left off. But mm-hmm. So I was like, shit. And so I looked at videos on how to fix it. Shit's like fixing an engine.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually kind of crazy. And I've never fixed an engine before. I imagine that's what it's like. But but what's crazy is that you have to like turn it on and heat up the nozzle to like 400 something degrees in order to fix it. And,
wow.
And I don't have gloves, so I was just like fucking with it with like oven mitts and shit. like ones that like just like this is all I'm working with, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to like use fucking tools that like they gave me in the actual kit itself, which are just like these thin wrenches, so those got hot, and so I had to use a fucking like oven mitt for those as well. And so anyway, it was like a whole thing. I did fix it. It's fucking printing great now, but
Nice. Does it just get clogged after a while?
It's not supposed to. I don't really know why it happened, but yeah, there was like a part where the plastic like melted and then like expanded and then it cooled, and so it was just like jammed in there. And it was like I couldn't pull it out like normally. Like normally when you're changing filament, you pull out like what's in there,
right?
And then you just replace it.
Have you not been doing that?
No, I have been. I've done it like 6 times.
Wow.
But yeah, for whatever reason, like this expanded and whatever, and it was a big pain in the ass.
How much have you spent on filament to like make these?
I pay for like 1 kilogram of plastic, which is about $20. And I think I've used 6, except I got
6 of those.
6 of those.
Yeah. Wow.
But I got a deal where they were like $15 at one point. So I bought, I think, 3 or 4. So okay. In total for like plastic alone, it's probably only been like $120, maybe $100 something.
Nice. Still pretty solid though.
So pretty good. But then it's like there's shit to like make it look good and cool that costs more. And I don't want to dive into that price. I know it's at least like $150, $200.
Yeah.
Maybe $300.
Yeah.
Each.
It's like it's like thinking about how much you spent on like comics like last month.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like, I don't want to think about that. It's like, I
spent like, you know, $40 here.
Then I'll stop.
$20 here, you know? And then like, I was thinking about it and I was like, damn, I've had like a lot of little like one-off things where.
But you'll be like, I feel like you'll be like famous.
And then.
At like Comic-Con.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. I hope so. But we probably will.
It's fine. A little annoying, honestly.
It is. Well, it's annoying because I spent like all this time and I don't have a full costume.
What's missing?
I'm not going to say. I'll show up and then I'll see if you can tell.
Be like, you don't have any kneecaps.
You're like, oh no. I just show up in shorts.
Yeah. You just have some jeans on.
Yeah. I think it'll be cool. But that's how my day's been going. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
How's your day been going?
It's okay. Kind of busy today.
That's cool.
But anyway.
Daniel, let's get into the hard hitting news. Because we have sections here. We have sections
live on the pod.
Is what I was trying to say, but we have time codes for the news, the book that we're reading this week.
You get the unrated podcast on the Patreon.
Yeah, we have sex with each other and we read sex books.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Having sex with each other?
No, the second part.
Having sex with each other while reading sex books.
Oh, yeah. We smut. That's what they call it. You know that?
That sounds like rude word.
It's like dirty books, but like normal books without pictures. It's called smut. So I assume the same thing is for comics that are dirty.
Isn't smut like when shit like burns or whatever? Like when like a house burns down?
I think you're thinking of soot.
Oh, yes, I am.
Look at all the smut everywhere. People are like, you see any books? I just see a burnt down fucking house.
That reminds me of porno books.
Dan, we have time codes. We have the news. We have the book. We have Back Matter Matters and the pull list where we talk about the things we've been consuming. But right now it's the news, Daniel. Hard-hitting news.
Nathan.
Yeah.
There, in Capitol Hill, Seattle, there is a vigilante, a real-life vigilante, and he's on TikTok.
What?
His name is the Red Ranger. He looks just like the Arkham Knight in the video game.
Oh, okay.
But he's like red, and he's got some other guy that's with him sometimes, and they like go like fuck around and like save the day, I guess.
That's crazy.
There was some like car accident or something, and like,
what, he just like showed up in costume? He was ready for it?
He was just there. He was just in the area patrolling, you know, and he was making sure everyone's safe and things Seattle? Like that. Yeah, in Seattle, Capitol Hill. I can probably find it.
That's awesome. No, you don't need to.
Okay. You believe me?
I do believe you. I've seen where like people dress up as Batman and just like will do stuff randomly.
That's crazy.
But
like, be original like this guy.
Yeah.
Up here it is.
Looks like a Destiny character.
It's pretty cool though.
Wait, is the other guy just wearing a vigilante costume?
It looks like he's wearing a Snake Eyes costume.
Snake Eyes, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he's called Night Owl. I'm like, okay.
Okay, you're close.
You're mixing too much here.
Yeah. I mean, how many, there's the Night Owl Watchman. Isn't there one in like Earth 2 as well? Is that what that one's called?
That is Owlman.
Owlman, okay, yeah.
There's a lot of owl stuff.
Mm, yeah, he should have done enough research. He should have Googled it, like Night Owl, see what comes up. Yeah,
see if it's taken.
And he's like, shit.
But anyway, I thought that was fun.
That is interesting.
Nathan, the alligator Loki from the Loki TV series is getting his own one shot coming to Marvel Comics.
Okay, so it's a comic book.
Yes.
It's not one of those like weird cinema one shots. Remember when they used to do those?
Yeah, they did like a whole series of them with Groot, basically. Like the 5-minute ones.
No, there's one where it's like, here's what the Mandalorian actually is. Remember that?
Like a documentary kind of thing?
No, well, that was a one shot, but there was one where it was like just like 5 minutes of film completely separate from like the Iron Man films. But and it was like the Mandarin actually isn't
Ben Kingsley. Mandarin. Okay.
The Mandarin. Yeah.
Okay.
So
interesting. No.
Okay. But it's a comic.
Yeah. Coming at some point.
Cool. Who's doing it?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Daniel, IDW adds DC titles to artist editions. So I guess IDW publishes DC books that are artist editions. Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing Batman Year One with like exclusive like David Mazzucchelli stuff that he's going to like oversee and put in, as well as Neil Adams DC Classics, which includes like the first ever like Green Lantern, Green Arrow, like sort of collaboration together. Apparently he was the person drawing the first appearance of Ra's al Ghul as well. So he's doing some of those as well. And it seems pretty cool.
It's weird that IDW is doing it because, like, I wonder why, like, DC just doesn't do it, you know?
They don't want to put in the work, I guess.
I don't know. I'd love to know, like, the logistics of it or something.
Yeah, it is interesting because I'm sure people...
Like, Year One?
Year One seems like a layup, right?
Yeah.
Mazzucchelli's still kicking. He's around.
Legend.
I say still kicking as if he's, like, ill. But no, I'm sure he's healthy. At least I hope he is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, people would totally, like, eat that up. So, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, because IDW is doing all sorts of shit with other publishers, I feel like.
Yeah, like they publish a High Republic series called The High Republic Adventures, which is like in canon books, but it's more targeted towards like, you know, the younger readers, not like YA. I think it is like children, you know?
Yeah.
But like if. Like, can Drew try to sell me out? He's like, these are canon, you know? I'm like, I don't want it.
I don't care.
I don't even read the other ones.
I don't care about canon. Interesting.
Yeah, then getting back to some comic book drama that we had a few weeks ago. Thomas Woodruff,
That was last week, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm so mixed up on on continuity.
Yeah, okay, but, continue.
Thomas Woodruff, the controversial nominee at the Eisners.
Yep.
His nominations have been revoked.
No way.
Yes. After the outroar of people not liking him and all these stories and whatnot.
Whoa, that's fucked up.
So his stuff will be, they were being really technical with it, but like his books will be on the ballot or whatever, but you can't click them. I'm like, just take it off or whatever.
What the fuck? I don't know. They want to recognize him as a nominee, but they don't want to give him the award.
I guess at this point, they just can't like take it off somehow. But he's no one's going to be able to like vote for him.
Interesting. Wow, that's crazy.
Do you want to quickly reiterate what the issue was?
So that drama happened. He like makes this book, right? And then a bunch of people, like big comic book people, come out on Twitter and they're like, I took his class at SVA, whatever that is. I think it's called SCAD or something.
Something of visual arts.
Yeah, it's some university. He was teaching this class. I don't think it was a comics class, but this guy like hates comics and would like actively tell people to not like pursue comics and was super mean to him, very critical of their art, just a shitty person in general.
Yeah.
People comparing him to J.K. Simmons' character in Whiplash. Yeah. Except he just didn't like the art form that he was doing, essentially.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, makes this comic book, gets nominated for an Eisner, and a bunch of people were like super upset about it. Rightfully so. People like Jen Bartel are like, this guy sucks. He almost made me quit.
Right.
So
I looked at his book or whatever, and it is $75.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know.
This guy does not understand the market.
I'm like, fuck this guy. Yeah, and honestly. It's only for like 300 pages.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's like $25 per 100 pages. That's ridiculous.
That is an
insane. I don't care how good it looks.
I'm not paying 4 cents a page. Or wait, $4 a page?
If that's, wait. No. Maybe 40 cents a page?
Give me the math again. So
$75, 300 pages.
Okay, $25 for 100 pages.
Yeah. So a quarter a page?
Yeah.
No, 20 cents a page. No, quarter page.
Quarter a page.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ridiculous.
Not worth it. I don't care if that page took like a week.
I want to pay a quarter.
Yeah. So another reason why we don't like that guy.
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't think that they would, just because it's like people's like opinion of him or whatever. So
yeah, but if you're like,
but if you aren't,
if you're trashing the medium and you're stopping people from pursuing it,
personally advocating for the success of this medium, then you don't deserve it.
Of the whole industry?
But they didn't know that. Yeah, of the whole industry, yeah.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Dino, did we know about the new Ed Brubaker or Sean Phillips project, Where the Body Was?
No. This sounds familiar, but I can't say that.
Looks like this.
No, tell us about it.
Okay, I don't know. It's just something that they're doing.
When's that come out?
I don't know.
Dude, what do you mean?
I just saw
what does Twitter say?
Just David Harper tweeted about it and he's like, I like that Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips went from doing, we do serialized single issues together to we tell serialized yet standalone graphic novels together. And now it's to, we do whatever the fuck we want. So
yeah, it looks cool. It's a great cover.
Yeah, it is a great cover. I like the simplicity of it as well.
I love them and I hope they never stop. And just the idea of them working with other people seems like cheating.
Yeah. Like if Sean Phillips went and did something else, I'd be like, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
We did literally anything. But I'm glad
who
that they have that
want to work with.
They are the dynamic duo of like comics, I feel like.
Yeah. They're the mom and dad of comics.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's a great way to put it. But those are like, yeah, those are true, like gritty comics, I feel like. So we read Pulp by them. Very good.
Very good. Nathan, Zom 100, that manga that I read, it's getting an anime. It's coming July 9th on Netflix and Hulu.
Did we know this?
We may have known it, but we didn't have a release date.
Oh, okay.
Now it's July 9th.
Oh, that's not very far at all.
No, very soon.
Cool.
Just a mere month away.
On Hulu?
Hulu and Netflix? I don't know.
Oh.
Manga or anime is weird. Like it could be on like multiple streaming platforms.
Wow.
Yeah. Like season one of like Attack on Titans on like Netflix, but then like all of it is on like Crunchyroll and stuff. And I think you can still get on Hulu. It's so weird.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's the opposite of fucked up because it gives you cool multiple options. Yeah. That's how it should be.
More people can see it.
Yeah. So there's not a monopolization of anime.
Right. Nathan, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse gets a spin-off manga series titled Spider-Man Octopus Girl. By the My Hero Academia Vigilantes creators, Hideyuki Furuhashi and Betancourt. Dr. Octopus awakes in the body of a Japanese teenage schoolgirl. And I
naturally
saw it like quote tweeting. He's like, Dr. Octopus does what? Dr. Octopus awakes in the body of a Japanese teenage schoolgirl. starting June 20th, 2023 on Shonen Jump Plus. So
you could have given me like 100 guesses on what the title was going to be, and I never would have gone to Octopus Girl.
Yeah. So
I do have one more bit of news, but that's insane. It's not even like really comic book news, but
a manga is coming. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying mine's not.
Oh, let's hear it.
But I know we were talking about like Insidious a little bit ago.
Okay.
But Kumail Nanjiani is going to be the next Insidious spinoff movie.
That's bizarre. Oh, spinoff movie. What spinoff movie?
It's called Thread, an Insidious Tale.
Cool.
And Kumail Nanjiani and Mandy Moore have been cast.
Mandy Moore.
I don't know who that is, but
I think I know that. I know Kumail. Cool. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in a horror, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems so bizarre.
Seems so out of place.
But that's cool. I love that. I love the first two movies of the franchise. I haven't seen the rest, so I can't say I love it all.
What are the rest?
There's Insidious 3.
Oh.
And then Insidious 4, the Lost Key or the Last Key. And then there's Insidious 5 coming, I think this year.
Five movies?
Yeah, and the fifth one's directed by Patrick Wilson. And then there's a spinoff one.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Oh, that's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Who did the first one? It was Scott Derrickson?
Oh, directing? I have no clue.
I think it was Scott Derrickson. Who's that other horror dude that did Saw? It wasn't him, right?
James Wan?
James Wan, yeah. It wasn't James Wan, right?
No, he did the Conjuring stuff.
Ooh.
Scott Derrickson, I know him from doing like Sinister.
That might be what I'm thinking of, but yeah. I think he might have also done Insidious.
Insidious. How do you spell Insidious?
Just sounded out.
I got it wrong. Oh, it was James Wan. Okay.
Oh, it was James Wan that did Insidious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's Has he done the rest?
That's probably why Patrick Wilson was in it. Okay, that's like Insidious 2, James Wan. Okay.
Okay.
Insidious Chapter 3?
I would think that's his last one if he did it, but...
Lee Whannell.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's great. He did...
Invisible Man, no, Upgrade,
yeah, there
Saw.
You go. Upgrade.
That's crazy. Okay.
Look at me bringing in some knowledge.
I got to check out this fourth one. Who directed that one? The Last Key is what it's called.
Okay. Good.
Adam Robitaille. Anyway.
Sounds like a fucking nobody.
Anyway, but let's get into the book that we read this week, Nathan.
Daniel, we read Spider-Men by Brian Michael Bendis. BMB. I don't know why to think about that so hard. Sarah Pacelli on most of the art and Justin Ponzer on coloring. What did you think of this, Daniel?
Before you answer. Okay.
This was a big deal back in the day. I remember reading this and I enjoyed it very much. But like two Spider-Men meeting each other from different universes, that shit was crazy.
I was trying to read it through the eye of the people of this time, you know?
Correct. Okay, good.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Great. All right.
It was good. It was good. Swift, you know, doesn't wrap up that great, but it is still exciting.
There is a Spider-Men 2.
Okay.
Not that great, apparently, but I don't know.
All right. Most sequels
but this,
involving Bendis are.
This is very fun, I think.
Yeah. The colors are incredible.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stop looking at like every page.
Unbelievable.
Who?
Justin Ponzer.
Oh, is he the... Colors. Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Rest in peace. He died very unfortunately, like in 2018 or something.
Damn. That's terrible.
And he's done some great shit, too. Yeah. Oh, man. But he's a phenomenal colorist. Pairs so well with Sarah Pacelli as well.
Sarah Pacelli is like Peter Parker, Spider-Man design. Just like hits the spot for me.
Dude, it totally does. You know? She just fits Spider-Man so well. Like just the actions that he does. Like it just feels very like Spidey.
Yeah.
And I think she nails that. Like just the positioning and like the choreography when he fights and like all that. I think she does like one of the best.
Yeah, this like when you open up like the first page or whatever, and you're like, oh, this is some high quality comics right here, you know?
Yeah, even like the first page, I'm like, I love the web. You know, that's something I kind of like low key look for in every Spider-Man one.
Everyone does it like that.
No, they don't.
The whole like wrapped around thing?
No, this is like a Todd McFarlane thing. Like it started with him, I think.
Yeah. And but now everyone does it.
I don't think everybody does it now because sometimes people get lazy with it, you know? And
Ryan like Otley does that. I remember.
Yeah, because he's the GOAT.
Right.
You're just spoiled.
Maybe. Yeah, I bet JRJR doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Whoever just is like a line.
I wish I could look up, like, I probably can't Google this, but like JRJR Spider-Man web up close.
You could probably just do like John Romita Jr. Spider-Man and we'd get something close.
No, he just does like a little twisty thing.
What's it look like?
Okay.
Does it look like a...
This is unfair because I'm picking just like one. But like it's not even inked. It's just pencils and like little scribbles.
Dude, is that JRJR?
That's JRJR, yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad Spidey.
Yeah, no.
I've never said he had a bad Spidey. I don't love because he's a nice guy. But there's a lot of people shitting on that whole run lately, and it's crazy. There's a guy named Fred in that run, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And he's banging MJ, and people do not like him.
I imagine.
Anyway, back to this book. So he likes it. Back in the day, I remember reading this and I was like, holy shit, these two Spider-Men are meeting and they're like across universes. So that's cool.
I think just when it comes to like big two stuff, I just kind of lower my expectations like naturally.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, all right, this is like the superhero genre and it's probably not going to introduce that many new things to me.
Yeah.
Or do anything very compelling like plot wise.
Ultimately, we've read all the good stuff. Not so all the good stuff, but like a lot of really good stuff.
And I think we're more partial to like indie stuff just because it's just like an open world kind of thing. You can do whatever you want and not just like within the confines of what these companies want to do.
Yeah.
But it looked good. It was a good enough story. And I just was trying to... Is this really like the first time that they're meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like shortly after...
Like Ultimate?
Ultimate Spider-Man... introduced Miles, or Miles had been Ultimate Spider-Man
for like a little bit,
like probably less than a year.
Okay,
maybe about a year, something like that. And like this is before like Spider-Verses, so two Spider-Men, one book.
Yeah,
absurd.
Yeah,
so pretty cool.
Was that the first kind of like multiverse thing that they'd really done?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I doubt it. But I think it would be one of the first of like one singular character meeting their own different version of themselves.
Okay.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
For Marvel. I'm sure DC got into it pretty quick because like the Flash and stuff, but.
Yeah, the Infinite Earth stuff.
Infinite Earths. Even like one of the first Flash issues, he's meeting like Jay Garrick, which is like a different dimensional version of Flash. So
yeah.
I'm sure they got to like that pretty quick. But
right.
Anyway, Spider-Man, he's doing Spider-Man stuff. He's like stopping crime. The law hates him and they're like, Spider-Man, you did this, clearly. And he's like, no, I'm going to swing away now. And one day he's swinging around and he sees a bright light in the distance. And when he investigates, he finds Mysterio. They fight for a little bit and Mysterio accidentally shoots the weird device causing that light and it makes it explode. And it teleports Spider-Man outside and it's now daytime.
So time travel machine, Nathan.
Yeah, time travel machine. Yeah, just kicks him forward 6 hours. Justin Ponzer does an incredible like portal thing.
Good portal.
I assume this is him doing this because I don't see any lines for like the portal itself. It just seems like a lighting effect.
It might have been like, you know, sketched out by Sarah and then he like executed.
I think he did most of the heavy lifting there and it's very clear, but it's also cool just like seeing him fight like people in this room because it's very clear this light emanates like a very bright hue.
Yeah.
So I just think he handles that really well. And Sarah Pichella's acting really good. Like you could see when Mysterio tries to shoot Spider-Man and he hits the thing, he's like, oh fuck, I fucked up now. So she's really good at acting as well. And I like this little bit when he gets teleported and his face like warps.
Yeah.
And so when Spider-Man goes back to the same location, he finds it is now someone's apartment. And also everyone knows that Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And they're like, dude, your costume in bad taste.
Yeah.
And so he freaks out and he swings around and then he runs into another Spider-Man, which we know is Miles, obviously. Yeah, crazy thing that happened at that time. I remember this page specifically, like the last, and I was like, holy shit, they did it. Even though I knew what I was buying, you know?
You did it.
I was like, oh my God, they're meeting.
Wow.
This is so cool. And so nowadays we're all used to like all different kinds of Spider-Men meeting at any time and clones and all that shit. But this was cool to see at the time, I think.
These Jim Chung covers, actually look like a lot like Tom Holland, which is a little odd.
It is. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was like, huh.
He knew. He knew something we didn't.
He fan casted way back.
Imagine he like references Tom Holland and he just like accidentally got it right, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, but I love these Jim Chung covers.
One of my favorite parts is where he's like, Peter Parker's talking to Miles. He's like, why do you have a cooler costume than I do?
Yeah. Which I think opens up a big conversation, Daniel. Do you think his suit is better? Follow-up question. What is the best Spider-Man suit?
Yes, Miles Morales is better.
Than Peter's, yeah.
The best one?
Of all.
Of all. I always liked the Supreme Spider-Man one a lot. I'd have to look it up.
Does it come with like lettuce and pickles and...
Yeah, dude. Extra bacon.
Supreme Spider-Man?
Yeah.
They really just used every adjective that starts with S. Okay. So it's got like the four...
That one?
Mostly black on the bottom.
I don't know him having those tendrils, but yeah, I know that.
Okay. Okay.
That one is kind of one that I always liked.
Bit mid.
It is a bit mid, to be honest. But hold on.
I know 2099 people throw out there a lot. That is a good one.
It's a little... two out there for me.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
People like the Spider-Man PS4. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's got like the white spider on
that,
it.
That one is cool.
I do like that one.
I agree.
Personally, actually, I'm going to wait until you have an answer and then I'll tell you what the right answer is.
It's not Ben Reilly.
What?
It's not Ben Reilly.
Are you talking about?
Ben Reilly's cool.
He's not cool.
It's not the best.
You got a little sweatshirt.
I'm sorry. It's not.
Dude, it totally is. You're crazy.
I'm not.
Let me hear yours then.
Remember that game, Spider-Man Unlimited?
Yes. I think of it every day.
Thinking of it fondly.
Yeah. Yeah, they had all the different suits. It was so addicting to get each one.
Yeah. Because
you're like, ooh, Cosmic Spider-Man. What does this mean?
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Or like that Fantastic Four one where he's got the bag on his head.
The FF one.
Yeah.
Where he's like actually white.
Oh, the Future Foundation one's great too.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I'm talking about the one where he's got the bag on his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Future Foundation's like two.
Really?
For me.
I'm just sticking with my answer because that was the one I liked.
Superior?
Superior.
Okay.
But what, Ben Reilly is your favorite?
Yes.
That's such a Parker thing to say.
It's not a Parker thing to say.
What's his favorite?
Probably the same. But it's
like the hood.
I like the hood because it gives me a contrast of like skin tight and like some baggy clothes, and baggy clothes are kind of cool, you know, with the kids nowadays.
Oh.
You're saying, but I also like that the logo's like slanted because he's like a little different, you know.
Yeah, he's a little off.
He's like, who's this? Is this Spider-Man? And he seems a bit weird. I also like, I think bigger the spider eyes the better. I think some of the spider eyes in Pacelli's work get a little small.
Sure.
And that's the only criticism.
Yeah.
But I'm just a sucker for big eyes with masks.
You have to.
Yeah, because it's just cool.
I was like the kind of the starter like outfits that they had, you know, like before they got like their real suit. It was just kind of like a hood and like some mask or something. You know, like his like wrestling suit in the Sam Raimi mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's kind of fun.
Yeah. Cause they have like the airbrushed logo on there. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And then like the one that,
but I don't like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man eyes. I think they're
not big enough.
Not big enough. They started to get,
they're still
really
like
good.
Iconic though, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Cause I feel like they're so like perfect looking.
Okay. What's the best suit of, live action? It's Andrew Garfield.
Probably Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Okay. His eyes are good. Like, nice and big.
Yeah.
I do like that MCU Spider-Man can like move his eyes, and I think that's really important.
I didn't like the whole like the one that he got at the end of the third one where it's so fucking blue, you know?
I don't have an opinion on that yet.
It's like blindingly blue. It's like shiny blue.
It is shiny blue, but it was raining.
I don't remember, but
I made that up. I don't know if that's true.
And then his Iron Spider one is cool with like the gold.
Like in Infinity War?
Yeah.
I think that one's doing too much.
It's
trying too much.
It is, but it's cool, you know?
Just stick with like the Iron Man, with the like the red and yellow, you know? Like Civil War.
Oh,
like not like MCU Civil War, but like the real Civil War. Right, right. Not like the real Civil War, but like the comic Civil War.
The Marvel Civil War, the first one?
No, I mean the United States Civil War.
The Confederate Spider-Man outfit.
Imagine it's a Confederate Spider-Man suit. Oh, man.
I bet it's out there.
What are we talking about? Yeah, Andrew Garfield, I think, is best. Big eyes. That's really what does it for me.
And then the Miles Morales where he's like...
I don't like the raised webbing either in Sam Raimi. That's just me, though.
The raised webbing? Oh, I think when you compare it to the others, I see why you wouldn't like it as much. But I think it's just so, like, it's cool, you know, still. Mm-hmm. Just because that's, like, kind of... It's kind of setting the stage, and you know.
Yeah, it was an interesting idea at the time, I think.
I think it works.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not very practical, but...
I'm glad we had that tangent.
Yeah.
Issue 2, Daniel Mysterio, he wakes up and he's like, oh man, I fucked up. Why does Spider-Man always do this to me? And he logs into like an avatar thing and he sends it into a portal.
That meanwhile, just works across multiverses.
I guess so. The connection, you know, 6G.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Miles and Peter are talking and Peter's not understanding what's going on. And so he freaks out when Miles asks if he's Peter Parker, and then they start to fight. And then Peter quickly finds out that this Spider-Man has a venom sting and invisibility.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
So does he not have webs?
He does later. It's just a web shooter.
Okay.
But he's like very new Spider-Man.
He doesn't seem like he has it here. And he's always like so surprised that other people that like Peter Parker has like a web shooter, you know?
Yeah. He's pretty
surprised.
And
so is he just like jumping around? Spider-Man?
I think he can still jump around. I'm pretty sure he's still on walls and shit, right? Because he was sticking on one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in that sense, he's like a spider.
Hmm.
But like how spiders turn invisible.
Right.
You ever try to hit a spider and just like, you're like, where to go?
Invisibility.
That's what Miles does. He gets hit and turned invisible.
Is that the logic behind his invisibility?
I don't know. I just made that up right now, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Bendis was like, what powers would we give him to separate him? And they give him two more that are pretty cool.
I didn't like this. So Miles Morales knocks him out with his shock. And then he takes him to Nick Fury of this universe.
Yeah.
And there's a whole paragraph like speech bubble.
I love that.
Word balloon. No, I don't. It was very annoying.
I think it's very
fun. As soon as I saw it, I was like, ah.
I think it's fun when a character has a lot to explain and they need to represent it like they're speaking a lot at once. Because normally when someone's talking a lot, they split that up into little bubbles, you know? Yeah. So I think this one's very effective when he's like, you know, here's my whole fucking situation. I'm going to go through everything I'm talking about right now. I'm going to talk very fast, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's funny.
It did convey all those things. I just didn't like reading it.
Okay. So you didn't like the reading.
It's 30 seconds. I'll never get back.
I really like this fight because I think, again, the fight choreography is really cool. Like when he initially shoots his web at Miles, he like does the Matrix thing or whatever. And then Peter immediately follows up with like this sweet like handstand kick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, that's such a Spider-Man thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
And then like when Miles is dodging stuff, he's like doing handstands and they're doing kicks and stuff. I think it's all really fun. I also like that he does like a yabba dabba do onto like his fucking webs because he like slides down and then he kicks him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sick. So love that. So yeah, Peter gets knocked out. Miles brings him to Nick Fury. And Nick Fury's like, yeah, it's probably like a parallel dimension type thing that he like has to investigate now. And so Nick Fury pairs Peter with Miles to just like look after him for a while Nick Fury figures out what's going on. And then the Spider-Man get attacked by Mysterio's avatar. And I like seeing Peter's reaction to like a black Nick Fury.
Yeah. The Mysterio avatar is pretty cool looking.
Yeah, it's very, very Ghost Rider.
Yeah, just like a
flaming thing.
Like a
I don't know why it's
digital
flaming.
Ghost Rider kind of thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's really nothing that kind of makes him look like Mysterio, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they went with that. Unless there's
prototypes, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Very interesting design. So issue 3, the Spider-Man start fighting Mysterio's avatar. There's like tons of illusions and stuff of the ultimate villains fighting them, which is pretty cool. And then Mysterio's avatar explodes and then the ultimates show up. But Spider-Man's like still convinced that everything's an illusion from Mysterio this whole time. And so he swings away. And it's cool that they brought in like a bunch of like ultimate universe villains to fight. I thought that was a cool choice because we get to see like what they look like here. Like Killer Croc looks pretty funky.
I forgot to do this. Sorry.
Okay.
I just thought of it.
Are we doing the Ultimate Universe villains? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes. And then let's see what you got.
Okay. So there's a double page spread of all the villains, and they're like, "Holy shit! Where did all these guys come from? Surely it's not a misdirect." But on the left, we have Omega Red.
Okay. That's a dumb design and name.
No, pretty cool. He's great on Marvel Snap as well.
Oh.
I think that one's Absorbing Man next to him.
With the chains?
With the chain, with a thing at the end, and a wife beater. That's a classic Absorbing Man thing to do.
Okay.
Then we have the Prowler, I assume.
Oh, yeah. I was like, who's this, like, Deadpool dude?
Yeah. There's Venom and Carnage, classics.
They're looking very goopy.
Yeah, very goopy. Killer Croc, I'm pretty sure. He's more spiky than normal.
Killer Croc?
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc?
The Lizard.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the Lizard. Then we have Hammerhead, who's a gangster.
Oh, okay.
Doc Ock.
That's a freaky Doc Ock. That's a
fucked up MODOK looking Doc Ock. But
yeah.
Yeah, I think that I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Then we have Green Goblin, of course. Now, there's an Electro in here, but I can't tell if it's the one that looks like Ultimate Spider-Man Electro or if it's this one under Venom who has like the mask part of it, but it's like a design instead of like a exterior thing.
Yeah.
So maybe there's two Electros. Who knows? Who am I to say? Or maybe one's the Shocker, but maybe. I think I got most of them.
Maybe it's kind of like a Negative Man kind of thing.
I don't think there's a Negative Man.
No, not like, but you know how like maybe the electricity part like leaves his body and that's what's up in the sky right now.
So you think those are the same person, but one of them's
this, like, yeah,
I think you're wrong.
I'm just throwing things out there.
I appreciate.
Why would there be two?
I don't know.
Because the other one, he's not even like looking at what's happening.
I don't know. He seems confused.
He seems out of it.
He's like, where am I? He looks like he needs to tie a shoe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he did pretty good.
Anyway, good job, Nathan.
Thank you. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I think it's cool that they put all the Ultimate Universe villains in there. But there's a part where Spider-Man's fighting the Ultimate Universe Doc Ock. And I'm like, he's never seen this guy in his life. If this is like all an illusion from like the Mysterio thing, how does he come up with that?
Well,
I assume that it's just all from like Miles' perspective.
Well, he's also got like this fear toxin thing.
Yeah,
that comes up later, but maybe he uses like a little bit of that.
I assume he uses that here to make them. Make the illusion of all these people.
Well, he's also like,
if I use a fear toxin on you,
he has this portal before this like story even starts, so maybe he's been jumping around.
So you're saying he controls what they see?
Yeah, so I'm saying it's possible he might know what like the rogues gallery in
the Ultimate Universe is.
Yeah.
Okay,
because he has the portal, he's probably gone in it once or twice.
So you're saying he can control like what they see?
Yes,
with a toxin.
I'm saying it could either be the toxin or he's just doing his normal illusions.
Okay.
Based off of the things that he's learned.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
All right.
Thank you.
You didn't really have any explanation, so I think that's better.
I just figured it was like all from Miles's perspective. Like when he's seen Spider-Man get wrapped up by Doc Ock and thrown around, maybe in Spider-Man's and Peter's perspective, it was like his Doc Ock throwing him around. And like it just wasn't showing that. But I would assume they would show that if that's what was happening in his perspective.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Ultimates show up. That's pretty cool. We read a book for them. I think this is the Horn Dog Hulk.
Yeah.
That we see. So he's there. Peter tries going to places that Mysterio wouldn't know about to test if it's actually an illusion. So he goes to like a convenience store and he uses their iPad and he finds the article of Spider-Man's death. And then he goes to visit Aunt May and Gwen. I think it's fun that they, in the article for Spider-Man's death, they just use like the Ultimate Spider-Man number one cover.
Yeah.
It's very clear that that's what that is.
I don't like those eyes.
Those eyes are, I think he was pushing it a little bit.
That looks like the video game cover almost.
Yeah. I don't know if Bagley did that cover. If he did, then the colorist that was on it was really weird. But yeah, it does look very like PS2.
Yeah. I don't think we ever played those, or I didn't at least, but like this looks like it'd be like on
like the a cover game, of like sure.
An Ultimate Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I agree. So issue 4, Aunt May and Gwen obviously don't believe that this is Peter Parker. They just think it's a weird man in their front yard dressed as Spider-Man. And so they start fighting him, whatever. Stark is investigating the Mysterio technology while Miles, Peter, Aunt May, and Gwen talk about the differences between their universes.
Okay, real quick. Why is all the girls in this like goth? It's a pretty good universe, if you ask me.
Yeah, give me here.
Gwen Stacy. Goth Gwen Stacy. Goth Mary Jane.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Aunt May? Little goth. Little bit of eyeliner.
She's a little emo here, yeah.
A little more.
She's very elder emo.
Like 10% more emo than 616.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got a scarf. Are you shitting me?
She does.
She's wearing purple.
And inside? The scarf, I meant. Not the purple. You can wear purple inside. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I think Bendis is like, I think this is all really interesting stuff, even though they're not like fighting or whatever. And I think one of Bendis's strong suits is like naturally flowing conversation. Like he just shows that very well in like Powers and stuff, right?
Okay.
And I just really like this talk between like Fury and Stark. Like it feels good like across the whole conversation because Tony Stark's like, why'd you let him leave? And then Nick Fury's like, well, I just kind of feel bad for him. You know, this family's gone through a lot, whatever. And then like when they're at Aunt May's house, it's like all very natural questions that you would have being like, well, what am I like in your universe kind of deal?
Yeah.
And so I just think that that's like he puts these characters in situations like in a box and he's like, what would they talk about? And it's all very interesting to dissect to me.
Sure.
And I like this moment between like May and Peter, how she kind of like gets to talk to a Peter after hers died. And I think that's a pretty cool moment, too.
Yeah.
So Fury eventually takes the Spider-Man away. Miles notices that there's like a building on one of the avatars on the Mysterio avatar recording. And he's like, hey, I know that building. And so they all go there as a team, the Spider-Man and the Ultimates together. And that's that issue. So issue 5. Mysterio, even though he's in a pretty ideal situation here, because he got rid of Spider-Man, the portal closed. That's it. He won pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's like, I want to see Peter Parker be very sad.
Plot point.
Yeah. I'll give you that. And so
I just want to see him suffering.
I just want to see him
not
be real
just
sad.
Have a very relaxed life now.
Yeah. I don't want to kill him because I've won. I just want to see him be sad. And so he boots up another avatar, sends it through the portal. Or at least he tries to, because when he opens up the portal, he gets webbed through from the other side and the Ultimates and the Spider-Man are waiting for him.
They gave him a money shot, Nathan.
They did web his face and it's still stuck on there. He does not want it there.
It's dripping off.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. He manages to detonate the whole building and he drops more fear talks and stuff. Here's what I don't understand. He like gets out of the grasp of Spider-Man, who's very strong. But he gets out of the grasp of Spider-Man and he runs over to a keyboard and he types some shit in there and then the whole building explodes. How does no one stop him from the point of getting away from Spider-Man and typing some shit into a keyboard?
I love that panel. He's like, no.
He's like, no. And he's like typing vigorously. Like even if you're typing like 200 words a minute.
Or just
ridiculous pace.
I in my head, I'm just like, oh, he's just doing like control alt delete or something.
It looks like his fingers are exclusively on the space bar. So maybe you just had this primed and ready.
Yeah,
but I just thought like this was a plot point where I'm like, come on, you have Hawkeye there. He's probably got good reactions. You know, you got Thor.
Yeah. And like this is like in the Ultimate Universe. Right. So it's not like he's got this place rigged up to blow.
Yeah.
So how did he just know?
No, I think he does have this place rigged up to blow.
OK, so he's been there.
He's clearly been there because he sends the avatars through there. So he's like, if anything happens, I'll just blow up the place.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he planned on doing that with the avatar. But yeah, he just starts blowing it up with him in him.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody gets hit with the fear toxin. And I like this moment where we see like everyone's fears on the page. But I think it's a little weak that Nick Fury's fear is just New York like exploding.
That makes sense to me.
Like, I mean, what else is it? I mean, surely he cares about something else other than like some buildings.
Losing his other eye.
Oh, that would be a good one. It's just him looking at a mirror and he's...
They're just two patches.
No reason for him to look in a mirror.
No like sunglasses or anything. It's just one eye patch and another one.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah, just crossed on there. That would be funny.
No reason to look in a mirror.
He's looking in a mirror, but he's blind. That's what I want to see on there. That's funny. Everybody else makes sense. But anyway, so... Miles then tackles Mysterio into 616 And then he tackles them back into the Ultimate Universe. And this time they're ready to like actually detain him. So they arrest Mysterio and they're like, we're going to keep you in the Ultimate Universe because you can't be walking around knowing who Peter Parker is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter gives advice to Miles before going back to 616. And then he's like, okay, everything's all good. And then he looks up who Miles Morales is in his universe. And he's like, oh, shit. And that's how the book ends.
Yep. Do you know what it is?
Dude, I can't even remember.
Okay.
I think I remember finding out what it was. Or maybe I even read all of Spider-Man 2.
He's dead or something.
No, he's like a villain.
Oh, okay.
Or something. Or his dad's a villain.
Yeah, you can find out who villains are but just by Googling them.
Sure. I mean, people know who like villains are. In like this universe, you could do Google them.
Okay.
Example.
Norman Osborn?
Norman Osborn, probably. If they know who
Doc Ock is.
Yeah. Yeah, Otto Octavius. Yeah. So you can Google it.
Yeah.
I like all these pieces of advice that he gives Miles before he goes back into his universe. And he's like, don't let anybody clone you. That's bullshit. You know?
And then like at the end, he's like, the most important thing about being Spider-Man is, and then he just zaps away.
Yeah, that's classic.
Classic.
He's like, but I like, he's like, I'll give one piece of advice. And he just like rambles on. He's like, don't let anybody clone you. If you beat up the bad guy, leave the crime scene as soon as possible. Okay, don't stay around.
Don't lend Wolverine money.
Yeah.
wash your suit every now and then because it gets funky.
Yeah. But there's also a really wholesome moment where he like gives him his blessing to like be Spider-Man in that universe. Because Miles and Peter in that universe didn't meet.
Yeah.
And so that's a kind of a nice moment.
Right.
So very cool.
Let's get into Back Matter Matters.
Yes.
Back Matter Matters.
Daniel, there are Sarah Pacelli covers mm-hmm. that are variants. And that is criminal. Even though I love me some Chung. But I love these Sarah Pacelli covers.
And well, I think why is it a crime ones. That there's...
These are variants and not the main.
Well, right.
Yeah. But like, look at this first one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, it's so good. The reflection of, yeah, that's so good. There's a Mark Bagley one that looks pretty cool.
Classic.
Yeah. Some more Pacelli.
Yeah, dude. Her doing covers just makes like more sense, you know?
Because that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Like, if I ever write a book, I'm never letting that happen. Like, you need to make time to make the to cover make the, as well. Yeah,
make it.
Even if you're just stealing a panel.
And I'm going to pay you the same rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, even stealing a panel, I feel like I'm cool with that.
Yeah, they do that all the time. It's fine.
The Marcos Martin one, pretty cool.
Great, I love it.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. More Sarah Pacelli. Again, just really good compositions within each one, I feel like.
Tommy Lee Edwards, I feel like we've been seeing him.
Yeah, he always gets in there.
Yeah, that's a cool retro style. I don't know.
Okay. Then we have cover process for Jim Chung's stuff, which is pretty cool. And then we see a cover process for Mike Diodato. And he's sick.
Yeah, this is nice.
If I saw this cover, I probably would have picked it up. Because it's like the thing where like people touching fingers. You know that Da Vinci artwork?
The Sistine Chapel?
Is that what it is?
Or Sistine Chapel?
I don't know if that's what it is.
It's not the Sistine Chapel.
How many chapels are there? Is that a 16th one?
Yeah. I think it's the Sistine.
I know how to spell it.
Then what are you asking me?
I'm asking if that's the one that you're thinking of.
I think that's what you're thinking of.
Okay, so the chapel's like the whole building that he did the art for.
But that like part is in there, isn't it?
I'm Googling Sistine Chapel, the part with the fingers.
Just say hands.
Okay, yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
No, the creation of Adam is what it is.
Oh, correct.
So you're wrong too.
But is the creation of Adam in the 16th chapter?
I closed the edge. I closed the internet. So no one will ever know.
I'll just forever be wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So that's Back Matter Day.
This is very like Sin City looking like bricks.
Dude, you're right. Also, why is there just a random ledge? Who's that for?
Yeah. I don't know. New York has ledges, I guess, to catch the people falling.
Someone's going to land on that and be like, oh, shit. I'm glad you did that.
This ledge is right to be here.
There's no way to get down. You gotta like climb down very carefully.
Yeah.
Like it's bouldering. Dan, what would you rate this book?
Give it a... Oh, this back cover is sick too. I don't know who did that. I think that's... I don't know. It's good.
I'll tell you.
You get the spider...
Oh, that's Chung.
The spider gooch.
Yeah, look at Hammerhead. That's a classic Chung face.
I don't think I'm that familiar with him.
Oh, but, really?
But I give it a love it, Nathan. I give it a one of those Spider-Man ice creams you get from the fucking ice cream truck.
But it but like looks pretty good.
Like pretty close. Not perfect, but not like
the eyes a little pretty droopy. Close.
Yeah, one of the eyes is off.
Okay, that's a good rating.
Yeah. You can copy mine.
No, I don't want to. I think you nailed it, but I'll give mine like a love it, like Neapolitan.
Okay.
Because there's different ice creams from different universes.
Oh.
There's a white one and a black one.
So they take out the strawberry. Chocolate in different universes is strawberry?
It's like Neapolitan without a strawberry, you know?
Wow.
But it's just
I never really liked Neapolitan just because like, sure, you're getting like three in one, but like the three also mix to be one.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
You're not
flavor.
Getting a deal.
You yeah. Know? No.
It's like when they mark things up and then put it on sale. That's what you're getting.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's what I rated. Like pretty good. I really enjoyed it at the time. There's probably better Spider-Man stuff out here, but because it's Spider-Verse, I figured this was appropriate.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah.
And it was nice and short, which
nice
I liked.
Nice and brief.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Good stuff.
So let's get into the poll list, colon.
Shove in your box.
The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
Not much in my box this week.
Slow
not much
week,
in my ass.
Yeah.
I only had Punisher number 12.
Wow. Okay.
That's all I had.
Yeah, I had nothing this week.
And I looked like a fucking asshole because I went into the shop.
Dude, you cannot buy one thing from a comic shop, you idiot. That's like going to the grocery store for one thing.
I literally paid $4.84. But like, I went to the shop.
You had
he's
the exact
like,
change.
And he's like, Nathan, right? And I'm like, yep, every week. And so he like, I didn't say that. That's an asshole thing to say. But
what, every week?
Yeah.
Is that an asshole thing to say?
Yeah, it kind of is.
You're showing that you're a committed customer. Even if you have one thing to pick up.
Good point. I'll say it next week.
Yeah. It's not like you're, oh yeah, always here. It's just like, it's a good
last
thing.
Last time I was there, he said he gets me confused with a dude that doesn't look like me.
That's hilarious.
And he then proceeded to describe the dude that he confuses me with. And then some other dude was like, are you talking about like, I forget what the name is. Adrius, I think it was.
Adrius?
It's probably not that.
Wow. And that sounds like a Greek guy.
And he's like, yeah, him. And then they're like, yeah, he's like taller than you. He's like fatter than you. And like, he just reminds me of you because your demeanor. And I'm like, just give me my comic. Anyway, today.
That's your the ultimate Nathan. Ultimate universe, Nathan. That's hilarious.
So he gives me the Punisher 12.
I hope you guys meet one day.
I
hope you're in
Adrius.
I hope you meet Adrius. Like you're in the shop.
And I recognize him.
You notice him and you're like, that's who they're talking
about.
That
must be Adrius.
You know, yeah.
And so I get the Punisher and then I walk over to like the new books and I'm like, I don't want any of this. And so I just like walked back and I paid for that shit and got out.
dude, we went on Saturday. Like we were just like, we got breakfast and then we were close to the comic shop. So we went there.
And, did you purposefully pick a breakfast place that was close to the comic shop?
No, it was a breakfast place I do enjoy, but it is also close to the comic shop.
Okay.
And
okay.
So we're out doing errands and so I'm like, we gotta add this on here because I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah doesn't go with me often. She's maybe gone. This is probably like the second time she's ever been with me.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as we get in there, there's two women there shopping.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. And we're looking around. And as we're looking around, two more women walk in and like they're looking for comics.
Is Sarah like, are you getting bitches here?
Yes. And then I like try not, I'm like staring at the comics. I'm like, I'm not looking at anything here. I'm fucking focused.
But you're like, which variant do I
and,
want?
And then I buy my shit. I talk to the dude about like ambassadors and then we leave. And he's like, what kind of fucking comic shop is that? I'm like, I swear to God, this is an anomaly. Like this. Four women in
literally
a comic
the stars
shop.
Aligned.
There's never been four women in a comic shop at the same time before.
Never. Yeah, that's
and,
insane.
And adding her, that makes it like five.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
The universe almost exploded, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Some strippers walk in.
They're like cosplaying or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Let's see what you like going in. It was
you're
just,
like, I swear to God, this is not what it looks
it
like.
It is so funny.
That is hilarious.
Anyway, so yeah, I got nothing new this week. I might buy trade. Actually, no, I'm going to Comic-Con this week, so
yeah,
nothing this week.
I was totally cool with spending $4.84 because even though I spent a lot of money doing this cosplay, I still want to drop a lot of money on comics.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we find.
So what are you going to do with your helmet when you like going through like long boxes?
I'm going to have to take it off. But then it's going to be really hard logistically to like look through. I'm going to have to one hand it.
I guess you could like take it off and then just put it on another long box that's next to it, you know?
That's a good strategy. I'll have to do that.
That's probably what I would do.
Yeah.
Did you read anything?
I read Ambassadors, number five.
Yeah.
With the Australian one.
Right.
Did you read that?
I did not. No.
Okay. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They elaborate more on what's going on.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it.
Nice.
So solid.
I read the first bit of Brave and the Bold.
Oh, okay. The Tom and Mitch.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to read probably.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, there's like three or four books in that book. Mm-hmm. And so I just read their bit.
Yeah.
And looks great.
Yeah.
Dialogue is a little annoying, but you know, Tom King. And
but you get some Mitch
looks great.
Mitch though. Joker in there.
Incredible.
Which looks great.
Terrifying.
He's holding a balloon.
Yeah.
Stop that. You don't need that.
We don't like that. Did you have time to watch anything?
I did.
Let's hear it.
I watched The Guilty.
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Nice. Is that the one where he's like a 911 operator?
Yeah, he's like an emergency operator person.
Uh-huh.
And it's like one of those movies where it's like,
is he just in a room the entire movie?
Yeah. It's just like one set.
It's just like panning around him.
It's
like
not a one shot thing. Cause
yeah, I know.
That would be insane. Cause he like has to carry the movie already.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's like one set, very limited number of characters. A lot of the characters are just over the phone that he's talking to.
It's never like there's no scenes outside of his work.
They like half do shots outside of the work. Because there's a part where the cops pull over a truck that he thinks is with the bad guy. And it like kind of half fades into a shot where it's like a shot behind like the taillight of a cop car. And you see some people walking up to the van, but they don't like fully commit. Uh-huh. And so at that point, I'm just like, just don't do it because we're not really seeing anything. Because
right.
Like the actors that are voice acting, like Paul Dano is in it, but he's just on the phone. So,
yeah.
So. Pretty much, yeah. All the movie is just in the room.
Why did you choose that?
Because that's a good question. I was trying to think of something that we could watch, and I wanted to do something like intense, kind of.
Okay.
And I think I remember listening to Sophie listen to a TikTok of something that was a 911 operator and made me think of that movie. And I think it planted the seed for later when I wanted to watch a movie.
Yeah, I think there's one with Halle Berry that's like much better.
Yeah, I would agree that one's probably better. I actually haven't seen it. I don't know why I even said that. But
I think I've seen a clip from it.
Yeah. This is still good, though. I think it was good. It had a sweet twist. And Jake Gyllenhaal obviously is amazing.
He's actually leaving a message the whole time. He's leaving a voicemail.
He wasn't actually on the phone. Whole time. No, I think there's a... The only thing I didn't like about it is that there's like... some depth to the only depth you get to like Jake Gyllenhaal's character is that he's like going to court for something and you don't figure out like what it is really until like the very, very end.
Okay.
But there wasn't, I guess like there is a point to it, but there's like, he makes a whole like bitch fit about like not being able to talk to his daughter because he's like separated from his wife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just like never got to say, you like never got to talk to his daughter in this movie. I don't know. This is a little weird. So there's like little things like that, but overall.
Is it like short? Like an hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it? Or
I thought it was good. If you're looking for like a movie that's kind of weird like that and they have to get like creative with how they progress the story.
I think I like those, but not to the point where it's just one room the whole time. That seems...
I mean, it's not. There's like different sets because there's like a different room that he goes into.
Oh, wow.
He goes into the bathroom at one point.
Are you sure you didn't just watch the sequel?
The second room.
The guilty, colon, the other room.
The other room, second room. He goes in the bathroom at one point. That was exciting. He threw up. And then there's shots of like outside. As,
did he go to the door to get like Postmates or something?
That would be funny. He's there for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he does a night
shift. Whole hour and a half.
But like the setting of the movie is that it's during like the California wildfires. And so there's like a lot of traffic for like 911 responders and shit like that. So he can't. He's like, I need you to do this shit now. And he has to like call in favors or whatever.
Mm.
So there's like shots of like outside and like fire and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. I think it was worth the watch.
For sure.
I like the twists.
I watched that movie Air.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. It's kind of like the guilty in a way, because like it's mostly just in this office that they work in, like okay. the old Nike offices.
And they're like, I don't want to fucking sign this guy to this shoe. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So like in like 84, like the draft class of Michael Jordan, like they weren't really like a basketball shoe company. They're just mostly like tennis shoes and running shoes and stuff.
Okay.
And so their basketball division was like super small.
Yeah.
And so they had like a budget to sign like three players from the draft class. But that not anyone like good, like not the top kind of people.
So someone like, what if we combine it and do one?
Exactly. That's what Matt Damon thought.
Okay.
And good on him. Ben Affleck thought he's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like,
we should invest in crypto. is he the one that did the crypto commercial? Matt Damon?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's what I was referencing.
Good one. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just bizarre to me because like Adidas and like Converse were like the big shoes for basketball at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking like people wore Converse to play basketball.
Dude, their sounds shins
fucking awful.
Shins are destroyed.
Yeah. Their ankles are so sore. Yeah. You know?
Especially like if you're like super tall, you know, that's a lot of force going like on your shins.
Yeah.
And Converse.
And for some reason I got like all this anxiety that Michael Jordan was going to say no.
Because
like,
what's the decision gonna
they're
be?
Like, there's no way, like they wouldn't even like meet with Nike, you know?
That's like watching the McDonald's one and be like, oh my God, is he going to invest in Ronald McDonald?
Yeah. And like Jordan, like loved Adidas. Like he wore them all fucking day. Mm. And in North Carolina, he had to wear Converse because they're like a Converse school or whatever. But that's as soon as the game was over, he'd go back to his Adidas like slides or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. And so like super big fan.
Who played Michael Jordan?
So they never like showed his face. They always showed like the back of him or like, you know, at an angle. They like, who do you cast, you know?
Someone.
Yeah, I guess. Someone, but like, it doesn't like matter.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And so this was like the first time like a shoe company made like signature shoes for like a individual player, and mm-hmm. that's how they pitched it to him, you know. And for some reason Matt Damon just knew, just from like some film, that he was like gonna be as good as he was gonna be.
And have you ever done that? You ever like called out a player and you're like, this guy's gonna be huge?
No, I'm not that good.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be like lucky, like, oh, I remember him playing in college and he was pretty good.
Okay.
But not like superstar kind of thing.
You never did that with like a James Harden when he was in ASU?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know James Harden went to ASU until he was already good on the Rockets.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And this is also like kind of the first time that companies would give athletes like a percentage, like for their shoe.
Yeah.
And so they're.
So it's just like a crazy business proposition.
Yeah. From Ben like Affleck's the Nike like, fuck it, let's do it. We'll only sell like a couple million probably.
Yeah.
And that year it sold like 142 million.
And he's like, how many percentages? What's the equity? Like,
yeah. And so, yeah, it's really interesting. Everyone in it is super good.
You love movies. Viola Davis
like fucking steals the show. She's so fucking good in that.
Amazing and everything.
She's
she does.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, are we sure Viola Davis is not Michael Jordan's mom? You know, because I just believed it, you know?
Yeah. I saw a really shitty take where people are like, there's been a big uprise in like capitalism commercial movies that are like marketing for those companies, and they referenced Air and then they referenced Tetris, which just recently came out.
Yeah.
I'm like that's probably a bad take, because I'm sure that this story was interesting, even though, yeah, I guess it is like kind of a marketing thing for Nike. I don't know what their involvement was in this movie.
Probably not that much, honestly. Like, they don't need like a movie to promote Nike. Yeah. You know.
But if Ben Affleck comes to you and he's like, I got all these fucking banger actors and we want to make a movie about Nike, they're not going to say no.
Yeah. Apparently, this was like a movie that was kind of like first of its kind in a way, because like no one that was in it or like worked on it like got paid like immediately. Like, it was like kind of a profit sharing kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. To where like, I don't even know if they all like invested in it or anything, or maybe they got funding and then. But the way the pay
everyone, like production,
I don't know the details on that, but at least the people like acting in it,
they're okay,
like,
that would seem sketchy free. If like you get like writers and, you know,
boom operators. And stuff.
Yeah. They're like, we'll get you your paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that one's a little bit more straightforward, but yeah, because that's like goes in the cost of like production, yeah. You know, but I thought that was interesting.
That was interesting.
So I was like seeing these like commercials for these weird origin movies of just random stuff. I'm like, why are we doing this? You know, but seeing Air, I'm like, you know, I kind of eat this shit up.
Apparently Tetris is very good too.
I heard Tetris is awesome. That one about fucking like BlackBerry that has like,
oh yeah, that doesn't seem like the move.
The dude who like isn't It's Always Sunny, like Glenn something.
Oh, Glenn Howerton.
Glenn Howerton, yeah, he's in it, and apparently he's fucking incredible.
Yeah, I did hear that too.
So like, I'd watch it just for him alone. Yeah, you know?
And it seems like there's a large amount of them right now, though.
Yeah, like a ton. And then there's one for Hot Cheetos coming out.
Isn't there a Taco Bell one?
I don't know, but I'd watch that too.
Hot Cheetos one, that sounds familiar. Yeah,
I think that one's called Flamin' or something.
Flavor Town, Flamin', something like that. Yeah,
yeah, and so. Like, it's just funny. Like, that I do not care about. If someone tells me it's good, then I'll make sure I'll watch it or whatever. Yeah. But, like, Tetris, like, I have to, like, convince Sarah to watch it somehow.
Sure.
Do you know there's, like, competitive Tetris?
Yeah, it's insane. There's, have you
like,
seen
it? No, a dude I used to work with, like, was in it. And
literally
like,
computers, like, operating. It's, yeah. It's insane.
I suck at that game, so the fact that people are like that good at it is bizarre to me.
I went to one of the barcades and they had Tetris, and I was like, oh, I want to play Tetris, Sophie. And she's like, okay, I'll watch. And we were there for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This one thing, and I like lost on purpose because I was doing so well. Not to brag or anything, but.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, there's a two-player mode, and she's like, I don't want to play this.
You could have took the top spot, like the high scores at the bar, you know?
Dude. Yeah, you're right. I want to do that.
Should be your only goal.
That's a good goal.
I want to be like,
I want to get really good.
I want a top spot on like Guitar Hero or something. Cause
dude, I wish I had Guitar Hero there. Dude, I tried playing the buck game where you're like shooting bucks.
Big buck hunter.
Yeah. Thank you.
How the fuck? That's the only like bar video game I know.
You just played it at Native. Okay. Don't talk
about it. It's everywhere. No, they have it a lot of places.
I tried playing that. I fucking broke it. The guys.
Yeah. You're not supposed to actually shoot it, David.
No, like I didn't even get to play.
You don't bring your own gun to Big Buck Hunter.
I put my money in. I did the thing. You know how, like when someone ends the game and like there's like a little timer, you can spam the button and it makes the timer go down faster. Yeah. I did that too fast, apparently. The whole shit froze. And so he was like, what the fuck? We were just
your
waiting here.
Trigger finger was too crazy.
Dude, I did. Yeah, I was shooting too fast, you know? And so I fucking froze. The whole thing was frozen the rest of the night.
That's so
funny. I
didn't want
to be like, I broke it because my mashing skill is just too superior.
Maybe they're like, oh, you're one of those douchebags, and then just like hit it in the right spot and it fixes it or whatever.
Yeah. So I just like left quietly. I saw other people try and play it to no avail. And so that just happened. That's just a funny thing though. But I do want to get like top score, but at like a game no one cares about. Like I'll just get really good at like
Dig Dug or something.
I was gonna say Dig Dug. Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be sick. That's me.
I played Dig Dug once. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
It does suck. It sucks so bad.
Or like, yeah, it's just like I just didn't get it, you know? And
yeah.
That's funny. Anyway, Nathan, what are we gonna read next week?
What are we gonna read next week?
We're gonna read Transformers.
Transformers the manga. Nathan.
Transformers with some beasts comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna read the manga.
Yeah, the hairy Transformers come in.
They're not hairy.
Yeah, they're very hairy.
Are they? The Transformers?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that'd
I don't
be
think
crazy.
So. I think the texture of the metal makes it look like they're hairy, but they're not. They should be though. That'd be
so
funny.
When they scan like a monkey, they're like, oh, how are we gonna do this?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna do the manga because there's not a whole lot of good Transformers stuff.
Yeah,
that's easily available. So,
and I heard good things. So
yeah.
And we're gonna record that next.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
But, so we're in the same for you stuff. Next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hit that link tree. Go to all of our stuff, our socials. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep. Give us a little.
I got crazy hiccup.
A little like, a little subscribe, a little follow.
TradeRaiders@gmail.com. You can email us books you want. Your favorite Spider-Man suit. Tell us.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Yeah. I'm actually very curious.
Your favorite biopic about a company. Which one?
What's your favorite capitalistic?
Are you going to go see Flamin'? Let us know.
Are you going to be first in line?
Yeah. Are you going to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos while you're watching Flamin'?
That sounds awful.
It's probably not even called Flamin'. I just think that's what it's called.
It should be called Flamin'.
Yeah. What else? Anyway, thanks and bye.